Okay. We won't.
You.
Okay.
We're not. I'm not cutting any of this.
Welcome to Not According to Plan.
Episode
38. I was right.
This is episode 38 of Not According to Plan. I'm Sam Valentine.
I'm Scott Flannery.
And we're back where it all began.
We are in Studios 1.0.
Weirdly, right?
We are. That's so funny.
It's very different right now.
I want everyone to pause this episode, go listen to just the beginning of episode one. I mean, listen to all of it. But
maybe not. It's a disaster. I don't know.
It's kind of a disaster. It's the genesis of what we have become.
It's some really bad sound equipment.
But that's the point. And then you pause that and come back to this one and you'll see how far we have come.
We've come a long way.
A very long way. We're older, we're wiser, and we're way cuter.
I was going to say, you best follow older with a compliment.
I did with two.
Oh, honey. Okay, so we are sitting in Scott's apartment. Boxes are everywhere.
Everywhere.
It is mostly all cleaned up, and he's moving out tomorrow, and then the next day he leaves for good.
Forever.
Yeah, but it's not forever. Fuck you. I don't do forever. I moved all the time growing up, and I have been back to every single one of those places at some point.
I'm trying to think if that's true for me. Yeah, I think so. We talked about New Orleans last week.
Yes.
So we know I've been back there. I went back to Auburn, Alabama, where I lived for almost 5 years just a month ago. So that's true. And then Charlotte, yeah, I go back there a lot too.
Yeah, and you're also an adult now who gets to travel and make decisions. So you get to decide when you want to come back.
Well, you should know my new friend Seth.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Moving on.
Fine, tell me anyway.
No, he's not my new friend. He was on the race, Seth.
I thought you were telling me about a new friend from Seattle.
No, but
I guess I need to get used to that if we're going to continue podcasting.
No, I wanted to phrase it that way so you're like, and it worked.
Okay, you got me. Go on.
So Seth actually texted today and said, hey, I'm coming down to Los Angeles the weekend before Halloween. And I go, okay, let's review. You will see me this Friday when you're helping me move in. Therefore, I will no longer be living in LA. This is a very awkward text.
Oh, that's funny.
And he goes, oh, I'm inferring you're coming with me to Los Angeles. So,
oh, you're going to be back Halloween weekend?
Apparently so.
See, you're literally going to be back in 2 months.
That's actually true. It's 2 months away.
See? Yeah, no, it's fine. We're
hold
your
also
breath
just in case.
Only going to Seattle from LA. It's not like you're moving to, like, Thailand.
I mean, they're about the same distance.
I do not think so.
You paused to think about it.
Well, Seattle's also always farther than I actually think it is.
So Seattle's 2.5 hours from Los Angeles-ish.
Oh.
Yeah, that's legit it.
Oh, that's
so close.
Or
that's lich it.
Callback.
Yes.
Oh, I'm letting it go this time because it's sentimental.
Thank you.
Usually
did you like
I
our
hate
soft
it.
Open?
It was. I did not miss that.
I just want to call back some of our early podcastisms.
Do you know why I don't like soft open?
No, I don't. Why?
It makes me think of like a butthole.
Wait. Okay. Butthole. Are you? Do you look at them often?
No, not particularly.
Okay, I do. and
if we haven't lost you by now, folks, we're banging on through. Go on.
Literally. Lich banging on through.
It's a soft opening.
It's not always soft.
So it makes me think of a vagina then.
Okay, there we go. Because that's what I think of.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't like vaginas.
Oh, nope. I don't know.
And that's fine.
It's too much going on down there. I get confused.
We have hit anal play and vaginas before we've hit the 5-minute mark. I'm just letting you know.
And we've never been this bold before on NatP.
I think because we're rounding out the last of the weekly episodes, it's just kind of happening.
We're just
once again,
in.
As I always say, sorry, Mom.
I would apologize to my mom, but she actually just stepped out of the studios saying, I wonder what you're going to do with your podcast. And I said, well, if you listen to it, you would know because we say it every episode. And she looked at me like she couldn't love me anymore in that moment.
But how cute is it that your parents are here helping you move?
Well, I mean, before everyone now writes us a review, because they should, likes us, because they should, tweets about us, because they should, and emails us at notaccordingtoplanpodcast@gmail.com saying that I'm a mama's boy and that I can't move on my own, we should review. I was going to move on my own.
In defense of Scott Flannery.
But then I won a thing called The Amazing Race, and one of the things I did with my prize money was buy my parents a trip anywhere in the world they wanted to go. I'm going to let that sit there for a second. Anywhere in the world they wanted to go.
Oh, yes. I remember you told me you were offering them this.
Yes. They said, we want to go to the Pacific Northwest.
Seattle?
I said, do you mean Seattle where I am going to move? And they go, yes. They wanted to go to Seattle and Vancouver, and if they had time, Portland. That was it. That was their worldwide gift. So I agreed to it, obviously, and they were like, well, the timing could have been more perfect. How about we help you move, we drive you up there, and then we start our vacation?
That's so kind, and my parents would do something very similar to that.
So there you go. So, like, in my defense, they've helped me box a little bit, but I have, like, movers. Like, they're not doing
anything. I know, you've been moving for, like, 6 years. Go on. Scott started packing his house literally, like, 4 months ago.
I'm just proactive.
This we know.
I'm efficient.
So wait, so what's the trip plan?
So they're going to, Vancouver I'm not too sure about, but they booked something like 2 nights away. They're just going to go shopping and sightseeing, and they're going to the forests and whatever. But they told me they just revised their Seattle plans. They were going to, I'm going to say it wrong, Snoqualmie Falls. Like, ask me in 2 weeks, I'll know the actual name.
Okay.
But there's this nice little waterfall within driving distance of Seattle. It's like maybe 30 minutes away. And there's Snoqualmie. That's it. Came to me.
It wasn't even Falls. 2 weeks.
I know. 2 minutes. And so there's like a winery near there. So there's this tour where you can go like wine tasting and then look at the falls and like bask in the glow of goodness. And
nothing fits together like alcohol and high peaks.
Well, they must have thought that because they canceled that and they are now staying at Snoqualmie Falls, but at this spa resort.
Okay.
I went, now you're spending my money. There it is.
Yeah.
It's coming. And they're going to go in like a mineral pool and like have a romantic getaway.
That's adorable. Are they going to make it to Portland?
No. So meanwhile, I don't let grass grow beneath my feet. So on the way up, we're staying in a very nice Airbnb in Sacramento. Okay. And the second night, we're staying in a very, very posh hotel in Bend, Oregon.
Bend is great.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about Bend. I'll tell you why we're stopping there.
Oh, well, I haven't actually been, but...
Okay, great.
Caleb's brother is going to move there, and it's apparently a really cool town, so we'll spend some time looking it up.
Yes.
But there's a lot going on there. I would also like to backtrack a little and say that's the first time that anyone said very nice in a sentence with the word Sacramento ever.
You're welcome. I could follow up with, and we're going to see Stockton.
Blah.
Yep, exactly.
Watch out for all those farms on the way up
there. Oh, geez. Well, apparently there is a burning cow poop smell.
Oh, the whole time?
Yes.
Have you driven North California?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just literally cows on fire.
The dream come true. I can't wait.
Welcome to California.
So Bend, Oregon is where my dad was born.
Oh, cool.
And he has not been back since he was one.
Wait, are you going to be there on the 21st?
I don't know.
That's the date of the solar eclipse.
Oh.
And the best views are in Bend, Oregon and Columbia, Illinois.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Wait, look on your phone while we're talking. What day of the week is the 21st?
Okay. Wait, hold on. I want to double check this eclipse.
So, yeah. So, Bend, Oregon is like this outdoorsy town. It's where you go and it's everything. Hiking and biking and snowboarding and skiing and they have everything.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a very, very happy place to live.
Yeah.
But their views are supposed to be incredible. Let me see if I got this correctly.
Okay.
It's Googling.
Okay. Well, while you Google, you should also know that I decided that I'm running the Hood to Coast race just the week I get there.
Isn't that really long?
Yeah, it's 200 miles, 199, let's be real. And it's 12 people. It's like a Ragnar relay, if you've heard of those.
Yes.
And Hood to Coast is one of the original races, and it's supposed to be like the one that everyone tries to get into. And there's like a wait list of like 4.6 billion people. And my friend runs it every year, and someone on her team dropped out, and she's like, do you want to go? And I go, what better way to welcome myself to the Pacific Northwest than run Hood to Coast? So it's from Mount Hood in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
through Portland all the way to Seaside, Oregon, which is on the beach. And I'm telling you this because my parents, their last couple of days in Seattle are that weekend. And I was like, I booked a race. Would you like to come see the finish line? So they are. And so we're going to hit up Portland then.
Okay.
That's how I had it. It's a very roundabout way, but we're doing it.
So that's where they're ending their trip together with you.
Then we're going to drive 3 hours back to Seattle. And then they're going to fly home.
Okay. Wait, that'll be really fun. Okay, I was right. It is the 21st.
Dang it. That's a week from today. We're recording and the on
best,
Monday.
Yep. Best views are in Bend, Oregon. And weirdly, which is funny that you're going by there, but you're not going to be there that day.
I'm not. I'll be in Seattle proper. It's the my first other, day of work.
Oh. Well, tell them it's a solar eclipse. It's a special day.
I'm busy.
The other best view of it is if anybody is listening from my high school hometown, Columbia, Illinois.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for some reason, geographically, the way they sit in location to the earth turning, I wish I had better scientific language to utilize at this moment in time, but those are the best views of the solar eclipse.
I was going to watch your vocabulary just go right through your head. Instead, I could see your eyes moving like when you're in REM sleep.
Oh, we call that color wheeling.
Oh, yeah. You know, on a Mac.
You know when you click on something on your computer and the color wheel just comes up and starts turning?
Mm-hmm. Is that it's Mac like only when you or can is that on PCs as well?
I think it's just a Mac. I haven't used a PC in years.
I don't think PC people listen to our podcast.
Probably not.
They can't find it because it's only on Apple Podcasts.
No, it's when you see someone thinking, mm-hmm. you can see the wheels turning.
That's really good. Is it you and the elusive Caleb who says this?
No, it's the girls who said it. Ah, we kept it because it's so good.
Adorable.
So that's the solar eclipse. If anybody wants to watch it,
dang it.
Send in pictures.
Okay. Yeah, send in pictures. And you could be featured on NatPa.
Wait, can you not take pictures of the solar eclipse?
There's a way.
Did you know, fun fact, this was one of my biggest fears as a child.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to agree with you. You thought, go on, I'll let you have it.
Okay. I was so scared of solar eclipses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Vocab is not on point today.
Eclipse eye?
Is that? Can someone? Somebody let me know. And I'd Google, but my phone has no internet in this tiny little box house.
The studio's Wi-Fi was returned this morning to Spectrum. Continues. It's
not even a refrigerator here.
There's no refrigerator.
It's not
nope.
even a cup for
Sold
water.
Sold that. There's no cup for water.
Oh, my
what
God.
What do you need?
It's like we've already left California.
You know what? When you have my love, there's nothing else that you need okay. greater in this world.
Okay. So, moving along. I saw a movie or a cartoon or something where the kids looked at the sun during the solar eclipse and went blind.
I saw that.
What was it?
It was in school when they're teaching you about eclipses.
Is that what it is?
The eclipse eye.
The eclipse.
Yes. Yes. No, I swear to God. They're like, don't look at it. You will go blind.
Yes. It was almost like a PSA type of thing.
Yes.
And so I was so afraid to look at them that the whole day of the eclipse, I tried to stay indoors because I was afraid I would be tempted to look at the sky.
Oh, well, see, you're cute because I was the opposite. I was like, I'm going to just look at it very quickly.
You tiptoed a little farther than I did.
I would like you're twitching or something. That's how I looked at my eyes. I looked up and down, just like, oh, I see it. Oh, down. Oh, I see it.
Did it look as cool as it looks in the videos?
No, it's kind of pointless because your eyes don't register what it is.
It just looks like the sun.
Right. So it's just easier to go online and pretend you were in Bend, Oregon.
Or Columbia, Illinois.
And there's people with all these beautiful cameras, and they can just show you what it looks like.
Well.
So that's technically my first day in the office. I'll be in Seattle. You know what? Maybe I'll just go out and just look at the sun being eclipsed. And I feel you, sun. I'm eclipsed right now.
I got it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the icebreaker you can use to make new friends in your first day at the office.
Oh my God, yes. Did you know there's a solar eclipse today?
However, before you do so, it sounds like we should research a little more and find out if it's plural or singular or other terminology to go along with it.
No, it's even better. I can just act like I don't know. I can say, do you know if it's eclipses or eclipse?
That's it. That's your opening line. Welcome to Seattle. Eclipses or eclipse-i?
I do have an office tour that day. Maybe that'll be my opening line for everybody. Hi, I'm Scott. Eclipses or eclipse-i? Taking a poll.
Remember that moment, because we won't be podcasting for until like 3 weeks after that.
Oh, geez.
And I need to know how the eclipse icebreaker turns out.
Okay. I'll let you know.
I'm really excited.
Mental note, everybody.
There's going to be a problem in my life, because who's going to listen to my voice all the time?
The girls. Mm. And by that, I mean her dogs. Meaning the other co-stars of this podcast.
They won't be barking in the background one
last
time.
By the girls, I mean the girl and the guy. Dang it. This is like all messed up. It's fine.
It's a weird day.
Yeah.
It's a weird day.
And me in my internal life.
Should I just record like a voice diary and send it to you every day?
Yes. Yes. Because what am I going to do? Everyone here in LA is like, what are we going to do? You're not going to be here. And then I go, what am I going to do? I literally have none of you. You at least have each other.
No, but you have a banging new apartment. You're fine.
Yeah, I do.
It's
I'm going
really
to
cool.
Lay down naked on the floor just in the middle and be like, this is mine.
That sounds about on par for the course until your boxes get there.
Well, I'm taking them. They'll be there with me, so don't worry.
You're renting a moving truck though, right?
Yeah.
And you're driving it.
Yep.
How much did your boxes cost?
This is a very good podcast topic. $140 bucks for all of that?
Because I think buying boxes is so interesting, because you have to do it, but they're always
right.
Somewhere.
And I know people mean well when they're like, oh, I have something to give you. I don't want the Costco, like, 15 bottles of vodka were in here boxes. I want some, like, appropriate U-Haul or clean with handles.
No, you need, like, the 24 by 18 by 24.
Okay, dimensions. What's that, Barbie's size? Or
literally that box sitting in front of me.
That's the extra large box.
That's
the
extra large box.
That's where you put your linens and your pillows.
Well, you have quite a few of them.
I recommend the mediums for everybody. The medium size. Yeah, because they stack well.
See, if I put too much stuff in one, it gets too heavy, then you can't move it at all.
Right, and that's when you call Caleb.
Well, I moved my ass around LA 4 times before I met him.
Jeez. I don't understand how people move that often.
Well, if you move that often, you don't have enough stuff to require a rental car, truck.
That's true. Okay.
So I moved so much. My first 3 times moving, I could fit everything I owned in my car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was me in college. So yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. It's that lifestyle.
Wow. That's like not a lot of stuff. How did we live like that?
I mean, everything I owned was like garbage.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like we talked about last time, the stuff you lost in New Orleans.
Yeah.
The stuff between the ages 22 and 25, you're not buying quality items.
True.
It's the things that were on sale at the Target Bed Bath aisle.
You'll be so proud of me. Speaking of that, I just bought my first piece of art. Now, granted, before I just let art sit there and everyone go ooh and ah, it's really a print of the piece. But
what'd you get?
It's I call him my boyfriend.
Okay, maybe don't use that as your opening line in Seattle.
Well, if anyone would like to Google it, the piece is called Man Wearing Laurels. And it's by my favorite artist.
That is such an adult sentence.
So sorry. You were looking at me. I was like, I'm done speaking.
Oh.
So there it is.
That is such an adult sentence.
Did you like that?
I want to have a favorite artist.
Well, we can find you one.
Yeah. Well,
John Singer Sargent is the artist, if you want to look it up. But I found this piece at LACMA, Los Angeles County Museum of Art. And our mutual friend Lisette was with me. She's like super smart in art history.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk in and she's like the docent for the entire museum. Walk into a room, she's like, this is the Impressionist wing. And I'm like, okay, I get you.
She's an art director and she started making her own prints.
You know what else she did?
What?
Made the Not According to Plan icon.
She
by
did.
By hand.
And, okay, Hold this.
Holding. You're going to go get something. And while she gets something, Man Wearing Laurels really is a hot guy. But it's what opened me up to art, because she's like, you can like that because he's hot. You can also like it because of the way the brushstrokes are, the way he's used shading and lighting, the way that he decided to use a specific, I already said brushstroke, but there are like so many different things you can appreciate. And I was like, oh my God. And so she used, as a good teacher would, the painting I already liked to explain these things. So then we went to another piece by the same artist so I could learn about his development as an artist.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, like art makes sense now. And then we would move on to different artists and see how they were different from him. And so she, basically from this piece of art, I was able to expand my appreciation of painting.
I could use her for the trip I'm about to go on.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you go to museums in European countries and you're like, okay, when's lunch?
Yeah. Which she's the reason I went to the Van Gogh Museum when I was in Amsterdam. And it was one of my favorite moments of that trip.
I was going to save this for the very end because it's cute.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all that stuff. But you just gave me the perfect opening to give you your going away present.
What?
And I'm going to do it live on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready? Will you close your eyes?
Okay.
Okay. Everything just really lined up just now, so I thought that this would be...
I'm, like, super nervous.
Sorry, it's one more thing to pack, but...
That's all right. At least I have a box open.
Wait, open your eyes.
Oh, my God! It's so great! It's our first gold record! This is awesome!
Do you like it?
Yes!
Will you tell everyone what it is?
Oh, should I read this now?
Yeah, you can, but tell them what it is first so they get
okay.
a visual.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So, I have the Not According to Plan icon, is that what we say, or cover art that you see when you're listening to this
square,
on your...
Our square logo.
The square logo where it's me and Sam having a glass of wine, and it's the arrows pointing away from Not in Plan. And it's in a glass-backed frame, white border, beautiful. You know, I like white frames. I don't know if you did, but I do.
I did. And I think it just needs to be cleaned a little. I figured you'd move and clean it.
And do you want me to read this on the podcast?
Yeah, you can read it out loud.
Okay, so there's a note on the back.
It gets a little offensive, but keep going.
Okay, well, you know what? It's about time. Everyone knew how you treated me. It says, talk about Not According to Plan. Whoa, we started this adventure on your couch with wine and ice cream. I had no idea it was going to be as crazy fun or the most LOLs of my life. You have become one of my closest friends and our love isn't going anywhere. I love you, little gay ginger ass. You're a little gay ginger ass. Now stop crying and hug me. I would be crying if there was not a microphone in front of me. I feel like I have to hold it together for my professional purposes.
But did you see I didn't say bye?
Yes.
What did I say?
You said see you later.
Yeah.
Heart Sam.
Thank you.
This is awesome. Thanks. I love this so much.
Also
so
help
much.
From Lisette. Me. That is a on microphone hug.
That was all they hear is like rumble, rumble, rumble.
I still have not processed that you're leaving because I'm seeing you tomorrow again. But I didn't want to give this to you tomorrow because you didn't want to carry it at the Hollywood Bowl.
That is so cool.
Isn't it beautiful?
And everyone's like, it's just your logo. Yeah, well, you didn't do a podcast for 38 episodes.
But, like, we have a logo with our faces on it.
With our faces on it.
Yeah, I kind of want to print a second one off and put it in my office.
And we both look very happy, healthy, and alive.
Yeah.
And I have a little bicep.
You do.
And you got that hair, yo.
Enough about me. Let's keep talking about me.
I feel like Lisette's tired of doing things for my going away. She's like, is he gone yet? So apparently she helped you with this. She helped with the going away party where my face was on sticks so everyone
She's
could be.
She's been to Kinko's a lot.
And she gave me my favorite piece of art that she owned on her wall. Like
That's
she
why
gave
I gave
it
you
me.
It to in a white frame because I thought
you.
It went with the other one she gave you.
Yeah. Oh, you knew about
mm-hmm.
it? Oh, yes.
I saw it at your house.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm into white frames.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
I love them. And I like them when they look different. Mm-hmm. So yours is like flat. There's no ridges. And it's beautiful. And hers is like the multiple ridged frame. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. you would find crown molding or something like that.
It's like a Ruffles chip.
Boom. So you get variety in the frame
crown
structure.
Crown molding. The structure. A Ruffles chip. That's the same version. But I really don't think that you're... Because we're... They're going to the bowl tomorrow. If you guys aren't from LA, the Hollywood Bowl is this incredibly beautiful outdoor amphitheater.
Yep.
where they do amazing concerts and musicals. And we're weirdly attending the very first show that Scott ever took me to at the Bowl.
Was that the first one?
Yes. Remember, that was my very first one. Yeah.
The Hollywood Bowl is my favorite place in LA, period. If you were like, you get one place, I'd be like, oh, the Bowl. Like, I don't even
care.
And you
get to be there on your last night.
I kind of planned it that way.
That was good planning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, once again, Lissette, we brought her name up. She's kind of the reason, too. She goes, I think there's only two shows I want to see at the Bowl, but one of them is like super close to my moving day. And she goes, well, why don't you make that your last day? And I went, why don't I make that my last day? So there you go.
It's perfect.
We're seeing pictures at an exhibition, which is a classical piece that, okay, speaking of art, this is so funny, it's all coming full circle.
Why is this an art episode?
I don't know. It's not the Broadway episode. You're welcome.
No, sure as shit is not.
So, pictures at an exhibition by Mazursky. He went through an art gallery, I forget where, but he was so moved by this gallery and how all the paintings were speaking to him that he wrote this piece based on his feelings. So he wrote what's called, it's not like the cadence, but it's like him walking is like this theme throughout.
Oh, it's like a tempo chorus, basically.
Yeah, so it's him walking, and then it's him looking at the first painting, and he has a piece of music that's a reflection of his emotion looking at that painting. Then it's the piece of him walking again, and then the next piece, and so on and so forth.
It's really fun.
Yeah, because I printed the paintings for you.
Scott made us a pamphlet.
I was like, this is the order he saw them in.
Yeah, so it was the first show I've ever went to. And you picnic, you bring your own picnics, you bring your own wine, you bring your own drinks.
Oh, yes.
You sit out, you drink. Sometimes you get shushed, but we sit in the back row, so we don't care what people think.
Exactly.
And we can talk / listen at the same time.
Oh, it's the best. I can't wait. And we're going early tomorrow, so we can picnic a little bit longer than usual.
Yes.
And I might take my credit card to spend all my monies in the gift shop.
Love the gift shop. And then we avoid all the traffic on the way out. You have to buy something from that lady.
I can't.
Why?
So every time you leave the Hollywood Bowl, it does not matter which show, when, what year it is, she's there.
Every damn day she's there.
It is this beautiful woman.
She's so cute.
She is so cute. She's about 5'2". She looks like an apple.
She does.
She always wears, what are those things around the waist that like a belly dancer would wear?
Yeah, but they like light up chains, right? Doesn't she wear
There's like
too?
Chains that like ding, 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 ding. Like
oh,
when
she wears
her
little
hips.
Clanky coin chains.
There you go. Yeah. And so she wears that, and then she's selling light up stuff that you would see at like a theme park or like Disney World or Disneyland.
It's all garbage.
It's like a sword or like a tiara or, you know, what have you. Mm-hmm. And they're all lit up and like annoyingly flickering different colors. So she's ching, 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 and like trying to sell you whatever this is. She's there for every concert. It could be like Aerosmith. She's there. It could be Mazursky's pictures at an exhibition. She's there. It could be Kermit the Frog. She's there.
On 4th of July, she had a lot of red, white, and blue light-ups.
Which was her first time. She was themed.
That was the first time she'd done that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Want you to know that I usually do about 10 concerts a summer there.
And you always say you're going to buy something from her, and you never have.
Well, I kind of say it flippantly. Like, I really want to buy. I've never seen anyone buy something from her. And I'm just like, she is hustling.
People probably buy.
I almost want to buy the ching 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 things.
Well, we should ask her what it's called. And.
But then maybe that's her like way of getting attention, and then now she won't have anyone look at her.
Well, I think she probably sells something like that, doesn't she?
Okay, we'll look.
If she sells a Xing Xing thing.
We're buying it.
We're buying it.
And then for Halloween, I should be her.
Stop.
I should buy my entire costume from her. Give me some flickering lights. Give me the Xing Xing chains. And I am just going to stand. And then I'll put the Hollywood Bowl like on a hat and wear it. And then boom.
You can push around a cooler.
Done. Sell waters for a dollar.
Oh, wait, you could make money by being here.
She's so iconic that I swear everyone will know who I am. Well, everyone who goes to the Hollywood Bowl.
And we only like people who go to the Bowl.
So. It's true. If you live in LA and you're like, I've never been and I've been here 10 years, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
What are you doing? Tickets are $3.
Do you know how much the tickets were for this?
How much were the tickets for tonight?
100 pennies.
It was a dollar.
$1 is.
Hot tip. This is a major hot tip. We're sharing this with the world.
Okay.
We buy the very last row of seats.
It's 13,000 seats or 15,000?
So 15, we buy the very last ones, which is still amazing seats, by the way. But then, hot tip of the bowl, unless you're sitting in the fancy front seats, no one checks your ticket. So you can just move your sweet ass down to the middle section, mm-hmm. or you can hang out in back where you paid $1 for your ticket so no one can fucking shush you.
And just so you know, it's not like, oh, we're stealing someone's seats. No, no, no. 15,000 people are not going to watch Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition.
No, most of like the jazz and the classical nights we go to is not sold out. It's right. A great place to have a cheap-ass picnic, oh, though.
It's the best. Now, just so you know, the only way to get the dollar tickets is you have to go the day the box office opens, and they sell out within the first hour. So I was in New York visiting Brooke during the film, during the airing of Amazing Race, and I told her, I was like, okay, so this Sunday, I have to be at your computer at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I was like there to buy the dollar tickets.
Will you come in town next summer for a bowl?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's already two trips in the next year, let alone me coming to visit you.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Ugh, you're not leaving.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Halloween is discussed. It's the art episode of NatPa. We're bringing back the soft open. What else you got going on, Sam Valentine?
It's a soft art opening.
Oh.
Oh, or is a soft closing?
Ooh.
Is this a soft close?
Yeah. Well, not now. Is it time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Following the segues here.
We're segueing.
You
want
to take a hard left? Yeah. Let's move this game out. Well, what's going on with me? I went to Vegas.
Yeah,
on
I was
about
to say, you want to talk about your travels?
I was in Vegas for about 30 hours.
Well, okay. How do you do that? Do you like literally walk there, walk back?
That would probably be about enough time it would take to walk to Vegas. How long did it take to walk to Vegas? It takes about 5 hours to drive.
Yeah.
So my friends were in town from St. Louis, and I never get back to St. Louis anymore. So to save some time and money, because it's about a $500 round trip ticket to St. Louis, or about $150 to Vegas.
Yeah, it is.
I went and visited them in Vegas, but I had work and stuff, so I could only go down there for a night. Which is the perfect amount of time. Although my last trip, I don't think I go to Vegas all the time on this podcast.
You do.
I recently went for 3 days, but that was with a totally different group. Mm-hmm. The vibe was like the last day we didn't party and stuff, but these girls killed it every single day. I don't know how they got on the plane.
Well, because they're from the Midwest and this was their moment, right?
Yeah, so they were like, it was like a moment in time, whereas I could go to Vegas in 3 months if
I
want to.
We could go right now if we wanted to.
Yeah.
So, hot tip, whenever someone comes near you in a city that is cheaper to visit, you're saying, go visit your hometown friends at the city that's close to you.
Yeah, it'll save you a lot of time and energy. And a day trip is kind of fun. I felt like I was gone. By the time I come home, I felt like I'd been gone for 4 days.
Well, Vegas does that.
Vegas does that. I mean, I didn't go to bed until about 4. I was eating pizza for the last 30 minutes.
I'm in love with it. Was it the Cosmo pizza?
No, we were staying at the Palazzo.
Ooh, I like the Palazzo. Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
I meant to tell you that when I went to Vegas, I did get the pizza.
You went to Secret Pizza?
Yeah, Secret Pizza.
Was it so good?
You're right. On the receipt, it goes pizza. And it's not expensive.
No, and it's delicious.
It is so good. Two of my colleagues and I, we got I think it's only one size, so large mm-hmm. pizza, whatever. And I love how they are tiny women. They're like, we're full. I'm like, great. I'm eating half of this. It is so good. It is the right amount of grease. It is the right amount of flavor.
And it's a big slice.
And you know how we talked about drunk pizza eating, and then I felt like yes. I wanted to vomit it out and throw the box away. Yeah. I didn't feel that way. No, this is like a full, right, correct pizza.
Yeah. It's not too much. Sometimes pizza is just too much. This one was done well.
Yes.
It's so good. No, I got like shitty food court pizza and I got a calzone, but I don't think I paid for one of them. I don't think they saw me get both of them.
Nice.
I might have like.
Get your free calzone, girl.
The second one. I don't know. I was real hungry.
Boy, that happens.
Yeah.
I bet you.
It was fun.
So did you win any money or are you just there to see them?
No, I don't gamble. I really like my money.
Did you see a stripper?
Not in her natural habitat.
No, did you sleep with a stripper?
Not in the couch I slept on.
But in the bed.
I was on the couch.
Okay.
I was like the plus one of the group.
I love it. You're like, I'm just going to crash here. I've had that once. Can we crash on your floor? No. Get a room because you're an adult.
Yeah. Well, I paid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're halfway there.
$48 to sleep on the couch that night.
$48 yeah. for the couch. You probably could have gotten an off-strip room for $48.
Yeah, and I probably could have gotten bed bugs for another $2.
Fact.
I am okay.
Fact.
It was lovely. The next day we had a little brunch with the surviving girls.
The surviving ones.
At the canals at the Venetian.
That's so nice. They look like the real canals, by the way.
Yeah, but I could not imagine working there because there's no windows and you never know what time it is. It's just a dark, I mean, it's not dark, but it's closed ceiling, clouds on the sky, no windows anywhere in the middle of a glorified shopping mall in between two hotels. And the canals are cool. And they had like a street performance going on type thing while we were sitting there having brunch. I had a Caprese Bloody Mary, by the way. Yeah, get on that game. It was delicious. But yeah, I can't imagine not seeing the sun for... But I also could never work in an office.
Well, right. And so alternatively, when I walk through that section, I'm like, oh, it feels like we're outside. I could do this job.
Oh, my God.
Well, the clouds in the sky that they paint in that area look like the real clouds in the real sky. I don't know how they do it. It's quite the illusion.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
If you go out to the pool at the Venetian... Because we went to both. Mm-hmm. The pool at the Venetian has a fake wall of like a building next to it.
Oh.
So it's the side of some ugly building, I think. But they put up this like wrap around the building that looks like a Venetian building.
That's funny.
But everything about Vegas is like one level of fake or another.
Well, yeah, it's like Disney for adults.
It's like really gross Disney.
Is it okay if I segue right now? Because you just said Disney.
Go.
Oh my God, I went to Disney World last week.
See? Now we're moving. Now we're trucking.
I went to Disney World, everybody, and I did all four parks in 2 days successfully.
How? Oh, but this was your charity event.
Hot tip. Yes. So I went to Hearts of Reality, which is where the Big Brother, Amazing Race, Survivor, etc. Stars.
Did you meet your heroes?
I fangirled so hard. I just owned it the moment I walked in. I just went, Everyone, I love all of you. Here it comes. Like, and then I would like went up to people.
Who was the biggest, most important one that you wanted to see?
I wanted to see Tina Wesson, winner of Survivor 2, the Australian Outback. Sandra Diaz-Twine, the winner of Survivors, who cares? I don't know the numbers, but she won 2. She's the only 2-time winner. And I want to see Todd Herzog, the winner of Survivor China. Now, I love other people. I just listed 3 Survivor winners, but that's because like I grew up with that show more... Whatever.
But the ones you're fangirling over.
Yeah, those are the 3 I'm like going to panic over because A, Sandra's like sassy like I am and she was able to win twice. Like people were so willing to be like, oh, you're sassy and annoying to me, yet here's $2 million. Todd was like the second gay winner ever and was just so hot that I wanted to marry him. And then Tina played the game the way I would have played it.
Okay.
So those are like the reasons I wanted to see those 3. Met all 3. Sandra watched me on TV and was a fan of me. So I instantly went, you can fangirl me. Sandra Diaz-Twine, I got your number. You
Did
can come
you
up here.
A pic together?
We have many pictures, and then she friended me so fast that I got to tag her in all of them.
Oh,
and then I met Tina, who could not have been nicer. She reminded me exactly of my mother. She's the same height and size.
Your mom is tiny.
She was also Southern, and she was like, sweetheart, it is so nice to meet you. And I went, right? Isn't it?
Such a dick.
And she started laughing, and we spoke every day, Tina Weston and I, just because she became my mom. And then Todd actually came to the event. He was like an iffy on showing up. And I went up to him and I said, hey, I'm Scott from Race. You know, that's how you talk in the events. I'm from Race.
Oh, my God.
Right. You don't have time to say The Amazing because they should know that. Right. And he goes, oh, I saw you. And I went, did you also have a crush on me like I did when you were on Survivor?
You're so smooth.
I have to do it. Right. And he started laughing and he kind of, I mean, it was like the laugh.
So is there like a little mini internalized club of reality TV winners? Is there like a winner's circle text group or anything like that?
Oh, I wish. No, but fans can buy photos with stars.
That's
but
great.
All the money goes straight to charity. Yeah, yeah. And they do a winner's photo, but it's only survivors. So the Big Brother and race winners were all like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You should have been like, all right, the rest of us, who wants to get a drink? Winners get drinks.
You know what I did? Oh, I just beat this game. I was like, screw this. This is my 1 year. I'm the reigning champ right now. Yeah. I'm allowed to do this. I worked the line. So that one point, so it's a 3-day event, and on the last day is the autograph line. Mm-hmm. So people, thank you to everyone who came. They waited up to 4 hours.
Wow.
To see us. And then they snake through, and there's 150, no, ooh, that's a lot, maybe 100 stars. And so you just go in line, you just get everyone's autograph and selfies and blah, blah, blah.
Did you meet some cool people?
Well, I was the 6th to last.
Oh, wow.
So everyone was getting me at the end. Because as the reigning champ, they put you at the end.
Did they give you a crown?
And I just kept telling everyone, I was like, I'm the most recent winner. Because technically, Brooke and I are the most recent reality show winners.
Oh, okay. Did you wear your outfit?
No, I thought about it.
I pictured you in the outfit.
People need to see me in other clothes.
It's good. It's probably packed.
And there's also a t-shirt company that really wanted some of us to wear their shirts to you kind of sponsor them so they could get some traction. And they were also raising money for a certain charity for children. It was just so much. So I wore their shirt. I was like, absolutely. Like, tag it and do everything. Yeah. Like, whatever I can do by being a person.
I am not above sponsorship. Right.
I got a shirt out of it. But you know what? The shirt is very comfortable.
Great.
And it was beautiful. And it says, Dream Bigger, which is so fitting because my brand, I sound weird saying that, but my brand is to say dream big to people because my biggest dream was to be on the Amazing Race and to win, and I achieved it. So I say, you know, dream big because you can do your biggest dream. And but it was so fun because I was sitting next to Boston Rob. So if you're a fan of any of these shows, he's been on 6 of them.
And I know who that is, and I don't really watch much.
Uh-huh. So I sat next to him. but what was my point of telling you? I guess I was just fangirling.
The people were waiting in line for 4 hours.
I worked the line. Oh, yeah, yeah. So they were an hour behind, and people had not yet gotten to us because we were in the last room. And so I was like, well, I have to use the bathroom, but I'm also just going to see this line. I walk out there, and one of the organizers, she's like, hey, Scott, I'm so sorry. And this is not like part of your agreement, but like, is there any way you can talk to the line? Because, well, obviously you're a winner and these are VIPs and they're just waiting and I feel bad. And I went, okay, first of all, you didn't have to say any of that after Scott, would you talk to these people?
I like how she asked you like you're Madonna on your like 27,000th world tour and you're like so over the fans. Instead, it's you who's like, hello.
Yeah. Like I will talk to these people until they walk away.
Yeah.
But I will say, unfortunately, there are a handful or a little bit more of the stars that were there that would never do that.
Yeah.
So she approached that way because of a reason.
I feel like new to the game and you're so excited and like honored to be a part of this kind of stuff that you're, and you also have a lot, I mean, no offense to anyone, whatever, but you have a lot of other stuff going on in your life besides the fact that you won the Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. So this is just like a cherry on a cake for you. Like this appearance thing is not your bread and butter. Mm-hmm. So you think of it as fun and exciting and new, whereas other people who have been doing it for so long, like have like an entitlement level.
Yeah, I appreciate that perspective because I guess that's right. Because, you know, again, when we're at hour 6 and I'm still signing my name and Dream Big over and over, I'm fine. Like, I'm introverted, so I'm definitely low on energy, but I'm loving it. Like, oh, this is such a great experience and thank you for waiting 6 hours and blah, blah, blah. And then there are people around me just like, hey, sign the papers and then not engaging the fans. And I'm like, they paid to see us. It doesn't matter that they are at the end of the line. They paid the exact same amount of money as the person at the front of the line.
And it's one day.
Yes, literally. We went for two things. One, we went to the actual charity where we saw the village. It's a village for children with life-threatening illnesses and their families. So we saw like the bungalows that they stay in, the services they provide, the volunteers. Oh my God. Please look up Give Kids the World if you are so inclined to be interested in this type of community service.
Yeah.
And anything that if you like live in the Florida area, they love volunteers. It's how they function.
That's amazing.
Almost, it's something like 90 cents on the dollar goes straight to the operations and support. So basically no more than 10 cents on the dollar goes to the administration
That's phenomenal.
I could talk about it for hours, and I was so glad they gave us a tour, and we met some of the children and families, and I'm going to cry if we talk about it anymore, but it's just their 1 week to live for free, to experience all the parks of Orlando through other organizations like Make-A-Wish, and they just get a week of happiness and... Woo, that is tough.
That's okay.
That's really tough. I'm sorry.
No, that's beautiful.
And some of them don't get to see the next year. This is their last thing. So It's very, very exciting, the work that we get to do just by being TV famous. We get to bring in money for them so they can experience that. And so I was more than happy to do anything that I could.
You helped put a kid on Space Mountain.
I did. And he got to see Mickey. So
that makes you a hero.
Oh, gosh.
After I went on Space Mountain, I was like, everyone should do this.
Right. And what it was also interesting, because the parents benefit too, right? And the brothers and sisters, because what we heard is that because one of the children is sick, you know, a lot of the attention of the parents is on that child.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
And so it's just by relation that the brother or sister can feel like slighted or like they understand. Also like, I don't get to see mom and dad.
It's hard to – I can't imagine that situation and the – it would be so hard as a parent to give your sick child what they need, but to also take care of your well children and not to put them on the back burner just because they didn't get, you know, a disease or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. That's a balancing act that I hope no one ever has to do. But for those of them that do, I can't imagine that life. So it's good for you for making someone's.
Oh, gosh. No, by all means. It was the least I could do. I mean,
Enjoyed yourself. Like you got to, it's cool because you won a little bit ago now. So yeah. I feel like it's things have kind of faded a little bit, you know, cause the initial high is so high.
Mm-hmm.
And not that, like I said, you have a ton of other things going on right now. You can tell by the boxes, but to be able to do something that you were super excited about and the fact that it's just not like you on tour, it's like you helping people. That's pretty cool.
It was fun because when we interacted, we were there for their Pirates and Princesses party. So we got to dress up as a pirate. So every day of the week, they do a thing. So basically, that's Halloween, but they call it Pirates and Princesses. And the next day is Christmas, so Santa comes and gives gifts.
No, they do Christmas once a week?
Yes.
How do I get involved?
Yeah, they do just a birthday day once a week. So it's everyone's
that's
birthday.
That's why it's called Celebration.
Well, that's the town it's in. Yeah,
right,
Celebration.
But that's why they have it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And because every family stays a week, so they experience every one of those once.
They get all these holidays?
They get all the holidays. Of course, everything in the park, all the parks, you know, everything. And I just say that because we were there for Princesses and Pirates, and so you dress up as the one that you want, and you're just, like, hanging out with these kids. And
did you dress up as a princess?
I was a pirate. I wanted to be a princess, which they were open to.
Great.
They wanted to be very open about it. So they were like, you can dress up as a pirate or a princess, your choice. Doesn't matter. And I was like, I understand what you're saying.
You're like, so you're gay. We get it.
Right. But anyway, I tell you all that. And I said I was working the line because people usually had to donate if they wanted a photo with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was warming up the crowd, the VIPs and whatnot, I would walk through the line. And not all of them had seen The Amazing Race. And they didn't know who I was. And so thank God I was not offended by that, no. As maybe some people would have been. I just said, well, I'm just like you. I'm a normal person, except I'm $1 million richer. Would you like a photo with me? And they would laugh so hard. And I was like, no, but seriously, our season's really fun. You should go back and watch it. But then I would find the race people and I would just give them a free photo with me, which makes me sound a little weird right now saying it, or I feel like I sound weird. But I say that because then I started promoting Give Kids the World. I was like, super happy to give you this photo because I am happy to meet a race fan. But like, if you're so inclined, we're raising money to Give Kids the World. If you can give $5 or even $1, that'd be awesome. And here's the link. And I walked down the line so I would talk to people, but also promote the charity.
If you cut my weight in line in half, I would give you $20.
Well, the Survivor and Big Brother fans, luckily I'm a fan of all of them. So we'd be like, who's your favorite Survivor? And like, who are you rooting for right now on Big Brother? And so I was able to kind of balance all the shows.
Yeah.
And maybe that was another reason I was asked to go.
You're like an entertainer.
Well, go back to episode one where I talk about doing that on a cruise ship.
Oh my God. I literally stood in line for 2 hours trying to get into a pool where Calvin Harris was. So I feel like a piece of shit.
Jeez. And so Calvin Harris didn't come up and didn't warm up the crowd. You'll get there soon.
No, they didn't even give us shade. It was like 105 and we were in the sun waiting in line to get in the pool. I know, I don't, this is going to sound a little sassy, but I don't usually wait in lines in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably not worth it. Moving on.
I might go on. Tell us.
But in comparison to your weekend, I have some charitable donations to be making.
Oh, yes. Well, Disney World was not part of my weekend. I just went a day early so I could experience them. But the hot tip is Disney assigns fast passes to you nowadays. You can pick three attractions, assign the time you're going to go to them.
You should absolutely do a fast pass. I'm also not a Disney person.
Well, then you would like it better because it's just like attraction.
Yeah, I don't do the everything in between to me is miserable.
Oh. It's definitely geared towards families and kids. Yeah.
I'm not going to say what I want to say.
Okay. We'll move on. I mean, you know, I had a magical experience.
You had a good time.
I had a good time.
You fast passed it up.
You did. And apparently, hot tip, if you are extremely nice to the people who are working the beginning of the fast pass line, where you have to scan your thing to go back in, if you're just like, hi, is there any way that, you know, maybe I could get into this line? 9 times out of 10, they let you in.
It helps if you're a hot girl.
It does.
Thanks, Brooke.
Yes, Brooke went with me and definitely got most of those. One time a guy was like, well, if you sing I'm a Little Teapot, I'll let you in. And I was like, okay, absolutely. And I did it. I will do that to skip an hour wait.
I did that at Universal. I was getting on the Jurassic Park ride with one of the kids I used to babysit when she was in town. And her mom was good to go and she wanted to go on the ride a second time. And we had the little skip the line VIP passes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only supposed to use them once at each ride.
Mm-hmm.
And because Universal is pretty small in comparison to Disneyland. And somebody, when we got off the ride, heard Oakley saying to me, she's 10. And she was saying to me, I really want to go on that ride again. And it was so cute. And the guy who was helping us off was like, say the word. I can't remember what it was now. He gave us a code word. It was like orchid or something. It was a flower that's really prominent in Jurassic Park.
Oh.
He was like, or lily or something. Like he gave us a flower word.
Yeah.
And he was like, tell him at the front. And so we said that and they like bumped us right back onto the line.
No way.
Yeah, so they gave us the secret password.
There are passwords?
Yes. Yeah, so we could use our fast pass a second time to just pop on. So I think sometimes the employees have like a secret code language they use between themselves.
Oh my gosh.
To bump like the cool people or the nice people. So, I mean, the really takeaway of all of this is just be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
In life, in general.
We are all in this together.
Which I should keep in mind because I'm about to travel across the world myself.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to the Balkans, you guys. I'm doing a road trip through Hungary and Bosnia and Serbia and Croatia and Montenegro. And we're stopping in Oslo, Norway because it's the coolest place.
BT Dubs just going there too.
Just a side stop because the flight was really cheap. But we're going a week from Wednesday.
Since you'll be...
A week from the day the podcast comes out.
Oh, that's right.
So FYI for you guys, that will be 3 weeks off. Mm-hmm. And then when I come back, Scott and I will record and bust out a podcast for the month. It'll be September. So it'll be mid-September for the next pod.
We might take 2 steps back while we figure out how to Skype record.
Yeah, actually, maybe go listen to episode 1 video quality and then listen to the next one just in case. It might sound a little like shit at first, but we tend to figure things out with time.
Well, intern Sam, she's been bumped up to full-time Sam.
Oh, dear God.
So I'm sure she'll be just fine figuring it out. No, I was told it was super easy and...
Oh, yeah. You got the inside information.
Yeah. I'll get that. I need to ask him for that specific software.
I need to know everything.
Yeah. He said it's super easy. You Google it and I don't need that. I need him to tell me.
Are we putting Scott in charge of recording things?
Oh, God, no. Don't do that. You will not have a computer. It will dissolve into air.
I like this.
I know. Your computer's beautiful.
Oh.
It even thinks with a cute wheel.
That's color wheeling.
Full
circle. Literally. That kind of wraps us up.
We just ended it like that. Like,
clicked the button.
Click stop right then. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? It's not the end. It's just see you later. See you real soon, as Mickey says.
In fact, I'll see you tomorrow at 5:30.
I'll see you tomorrow. But when this comes out, you'll be a couple weeks away. So don't unsubscribe from us. We will still be back. So the feed will be updated every time we have a new
In fact, podcast. Subscribe more because your feed will be less cluttered with podcasts. You know, sometimes you've subscribed to something and then you kind of lose track of it. And then before you know it, you have like 12 episodes and you're like, whoa, 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 this is a lot of data.
Oh, yeah.
So keep subscribed because you'll get one a month, which is ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lovely, actually. You'll forget about us and then you'll remember us.
You know what? You're welcome.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
You should definitely be subscribed and you should follow us on Facebook, just in case.
I love how we do, and you more than me, but we do randomly put up pictures that relate to the podcast episode.
Oh, you mean when I do?
Yep. Well, no, one time you were very smart. You tagged me and you said, yeah, Scott Flannery, because you didn't remove my last name.
I just like to make you.
Where is this photo? I think it was the coaster that we talked about.
Yeah.
In the Europe trip. And I promptly put up the picture.
Good job.
It was like, here's your homework and I'm going to publicly tell everyone.
Yeah, I have to put your homework on a public site.
And I'm just thinking I probably have to check my Amazing Race Facebook page.
Stop thinking about social media with me right now.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so yes, go to our Facebook page and like it because Sam does wonderful things there. Sam also checks our email, which is notaccordingtoplanpodcast@gmail.com. Sam also requests that you give us a rating as well as a comment. And what's fun is that your comment shows in the country in which you leave the comment. So we have a couple of European comments as well as some American comments.
Maybe I'll try to get some Balkan comments.
Yeah. Hey, for you folks in Africa, we know you're listening.
Yeah, Kenya. I see you.
Get on there.
Write something. I don't care what language it's in.
It doesn't matter.
I'll Google Translate that shit.
Okay. But then if you wanted to see what we look like, you can find me, Scott, at Scott Flannery, spelled like canary, everywhere.
And you find me at Sam Valentine and at One Broke Actress and at onebrokeactress.com. And this is the first time I'm going to say it out loud officially that I have created a podcast for One Broke Actress.
Oh, my God.
It will be, it's not out quite yet, but it's going to be the One Broke Actress podcast. And I'm already recorded 5 episodes.
Oh, okay.
And
it's
I'm going to
pre-record.
I'm going to get 8 to 10 ready as like a season one and then release those.
And you know what we're going to do? I'm going to say this now because I've learned this strategy through Gimlet Media. Thanks, Gimlet. We're going to, on this feed, do a little blurb about go subscribe to Sam's podcast.
Yep.
And we'll tell you the title. So then you listen to that 1 minute blurb. It reminds you, and then all of you can migrate over there.
I'd love it. Yes. And in case you miss my voice.
Yeah.
You'll hear it with lots of other cool people in LA in the acting business.
So don't worry. We got you covered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is that it?
I keep.
We're stalling.
Avoiding.
It's fine. But I'll just say this. It's not goodbye, but I will miss recording every week. Is it happening?
I'm not. No, I'm
I just broke down on this podcast. I cried on that episode 38.
Yeah, but you were talking about children's lives.
True.
Which is beautiful. I'm not doing this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at me. I'm seeing you tomorrow. We're having a picnic.
I understand that.
I am. Tomorrow, I'll drink a bottle of wine and trust me, I'll cry.
Okay.
There's all right. No doubt in my mind.
To all of y'all, we'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we will.
Enjoy your summer.
See you later.
See you later.